Chapter 97. Pitt had nearly forgotten about Zakhar, who had finally clambered over the bow and now shouted for his partner. Met with silence, the Arab flicked on Salam's penlight and aimed it at the aft end of the deck. The light's beam played upon the figure of Pitt, who stood with a shield in his hand and an upturned grin on his face. But Pitt was already diving over the other side of the mast when Zakhar's Uzi barked, sending a burst over his head and into the raised steering deck. Pitt didn't wait for his accuracy to improve, quickly snaking across the deck and launching himself down the companionway as Zakhar chased after him. The body of Ali lay barely visible in the small patch of light that reached the lower deck from above. Pitt could see that the Arab's head was tilted at an unnatural angle, his neck having snapped in the fall. Pitt quickly knelt alongside the body, searching the surrounding deck for the gun, but it wasn't there. Let loose during Ali's fall, it had bounced into one of the recessed rowing stations nearby. Pitt had left his flashlight on the upper deck while throwing the pilum and had no chance of locating the gun in the pitch blackness. As Zakhar charged aft overhead, Pitt moved forward, groping along a center walkway that divided the rowing stations on either side of the ship. He had left all his Roman weapons above deck and now found himself defenseless in the unlit bay. His only hope was to get up the forward companionway as Zakhar descended in the stern. But Zakhar knew he had his man on the run and didn't hesitate dropping down the aft ladder. Pitt could hear him descending and shuffled faster, spotting a faint ray of light ahead, which he knew was the open companionway. His feet dropping to the lower deck, Zakhar spent only a second examining the dead figure of Ali before playing the small flashlight beam across the deck. He detected a movement at the far end, then locked the light on Pitt struggling to reach the forward ladder. He immediately aimed and fired a burst ahead of him. Pitt dove for the deck as the bullets chewed into the wood around him. Several small crates were stacked near the base of the companionway, and he quickly crawled forward, ducking behind them for cover. Zakhar stepped closer and fired again, splintering one of the crates just inches from Pitt's head. Unarmed, Pitt was in a hopeless situation. His only real chance was to somehow scale the ladder before Zakhar moved any closer. He again searched for a weapon, but only spotted another skeleton lying nearby. The long-expired body had belonged to another Roman legionary, as the bones were clad in an armored tunic and helmet. The dead soldier must have fallen through the companionway when he was killed in battle, Pitt surmised. Studying the armor for a moment, he suddenly reached over and plucked them off the dried bones. By the 4th century, the Roman soldier had turned to iron for much of his protective gear. Brutally heavy, it could withstand the sharpest spears and strongest swords. And perhaps, Pitt considered, it just might resist the slugs from a 9mm Uzi submachine pistol. Pitt slipped on the heavy circular helmet, which had an enlarged back piece that swooped outward to protect the neck. He then studied the armored breastplate. Known as a cuirass, it was an iron sheet molded in the shape of a man's chest, with matching backplate. Pitt could see it was obviously made for a man shorter than himself. Wasting no time in trying to fit in the cuirass, he simply flung the twin plates onto his back, tying them around his throat with a leather strap. Crawling to the base of the companionway, he looked up at the deck overhead, took a deep breath, then sprang up the ladder as fast as his arms and legs could propel him. Zakhar was still 50 feet away, running down the aisle with his penlight aimed at the ladder when he saw Pitt spring up it. The experienced killer immediately stopped and raised his weapon. Holding the light beneath the barrel with his left hand, he took careful aim at Pitt and pulled the trigger. The wood around Pitt exploded in a shower of splinters as the bullets sprayed into the ladder's supporting bulkhead. He felt three hard thumps on his back that knocked him forward like the blows of a sledgehammer, but he was able to keep moving. With his arms and legs pumping, he jumped onto the open deck as a second fuselage shredded the top of the ladder where his feet had just been. Pitt made his way to the side rail, surprised to have escaped the companionway unscathed. Still clad in his Roman armor, he prepared to jump over the side when he noticed another pilum on the deck, identical to the one he had flung at the first gunman. Deciding to take the offensive, he grabbed the spear and inched back toward the open companionway. Zakhar had already approached the foot of the ladder and wisely flicked off the penlight. The galley was suddenly deathly silent as both men froze in their tracks. Zakhar then began slowly climbing the shredded ladder, moving quietly inch by inch. Unable to hold both the light and the gun as he climbed, he stuffed the light in his teeth, then held the Uzi up high. Only his head had cleared the deck when he spotted Pitt moving a few feet away. The pilum left Pitt's hand quickly, rotating in a spiral as it shot toward the Arab. But the target was too small, and Zakhar easily ducked his head, leaving the pilum to harmlessly strike the ladder frame. Zakhar stuck the Uzi out and fired at Pitt without looking before rising up the ladder as his clip ran dry. Pitt was already at the rail and threw himself over the side as the bullets flew by wildly. But the volley had thrown off his balance, and he landed awkwardly on the sand some 15 feet below. A burst of pain flared through his right ankle as he rose and took a step, immediately hopping onto his other foot. With a twisted ankle, the water channel suddenly appeared miles away. But much closer was the body of Salam. It lay just a few feet away, and Pitt knew he had been armed with a pistol. Quickly hobbling over, Pitt bent over the dead man and searched around his hands. "Looking for this?" came a sudden taunt from the galley. Hesitantly peering over his shoulder, Pitt saw Zakhar looking at him with the dead gunman's pistol aimed squarely at his head.